today on Real Radio.
And then right after that, we had a small little project to color some dinosaurs that were made 50 billion years ago. And my flesh says, tell everybody this is wrong. This is, oh my gosh. Yeah. But I ended up just making jokes, coloring them whatever color I wanted. And everybody's like, what are you doing? Why is it purple? I'm like, I don't know. This is just a theory. This is what I want to believe. And that's what evolution does. And nobody was mad. Everybody started doing it and they're joking. And then it gets people thinking because it was so sad seeing my friends. They believed in evolution. They didn't know why until I started doing that, coloring, drawing pictures. And I'm like, I don't know. This is just a theory because that's what evolution is. So this is my theory. I think they were blue and purple.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands. Let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's special edition of Real Radio, we'll be stepping aside from our verse-by-verse examination of Luke's New Testament narrative. Our teacher will be engaging in a heart-to-heart with three students of higher education, one in high school, two in college. A while back, we aired Pastor Jack's two-part series called How to Be a Christian While on Campus. We, of course, learned alarming statistics. According to scientific polls, how many students, raised by believing parents, attend colleges and universities and come out fallen from the faith? Let's get underway with this candid conversation. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs. Pastor Jack?
Thanks, Mike. Once again, we're together today, and we've got Alex, one of our students here, live in the studio. And Alex is a student at Cal State Long Beach, and we've got Bethany, and she's going to be heading off to college pretty soon as well. She's here from the Chino Hills area, and we've got Francis, and Francis is a sophomore at Chino Hills High School, not far from the church. We're really excited about being together again today, and all this comes about because not too long ago, we did a series here at church. It's entitled The Life and Bible Series, and we came to the topic of being a Christian while being on campus, and I've got to tell you, it has just exploded since the broadcast, in that people want copies of that teaching, and that has led to us kind of shutting things down and moving things inside the studio with these three excellent students that we have. And so we're going to be covering some of the topics. You know, yesterday we covered some things about the pressures of campus as you young students begin to formulate your own opinions. Is that environment open to alternate opinions? In this case, a Christian worldview. And so we talked about some of that. And today we'll get into a few more things with a few things that I want to lay down, though, just before we dive into this. And that is, if you're a parent listening in right now, you've got children in school. And I got to tell you, here in California, my goodness, if your child is in the first grade, you have got to almost become a watchdog over what your children are learning. Because here in California, they are being indoctrinated into all kinds of things that are not only anti-biblical, but in my opinion, anti-cultural as well. But as we look to the topics of today, I think I want to say to youth pastors, if there's any out there listening right now, as a senior pastor for nearly 20 years, I'm really blessed here at this church that we have dynamic youth pastors. These guys are tornadoes for Jesus, and they're engaged. They're engaged in and outside the church, in our culture, and they engage the kids as well. And what they do, one of the strong things that they do, is that they prepare the kids for a hostile, non-Christian campus environment. These kids have already been hit upside the head, so to speak, with the questions, well, how do you know God is real? Mm-hmm. What evidence do you have that Jesus rose from the dead? And you know what? Science and education will always dispel faith. You need to come where we're all at. Those kinds of things your children, your students, your kids will hear. And so I believe that youth pastors need our parental endorsement, our parental prayers, our parental care to get behind your youth pastors. And then youth pastors, we all need you to take a great stand. Mm-hmm. We need you to think more about being the one that prepares them in boot camp of junior high and high school than being their friend. There's a big difference. A big difference. And I think you're going to hear from these students today that they want you as well to step up and be one that prepares them in this boot camp now for life that's ahead of us. So, Alex, we're going to go to you first today, and we're going to ask you a little bit. I'm going to throw this one at you. On the campuses today, there's a big argument. There's a big debate about what is actual history. We're hearing things, for example, that the Holocaust didn't take place, or that Christianity is not real. It's all made up. We're seeing things where the very founding of our nation, the Pilgrims, early America, all of that is being retaught, revisited in this new modern age. And they're really removing God right out from it. So, Alex, can you comment about that?
As far as the history aspect goes, where is the evidence? Is it real? I think that people are sort of just dispelling that. Well, that was another day, and you know, maybe it's just a fairy tale. I don't have to believe in it. I can believe in whatever I want. And that's just my own experience, especially at with a public university. Everybody just sort of tends to believe what they want to believe, and they're not challenged for it. They're given that freedom to just think however they want to, and they're not challenged for it. Well, I'm sorry, you're wrong. You don't really hear that, you know, often.
So in school, and this comes down to the very reason why we're on the air today, if a Christian student hears, for example, what we're hearing in California, that there is a push to remove Columbus Day from the calendar, because Columbus was a racist, Columbus was a bad guy, Columbus was kind of a maniac, a guy out of control. They're hearing this stuff. Don't we need students to say, excuse me, professor, why are you saying that?
Mm-hmm.
Why? What is the basis for your claim?
Absolutely.
Yeah, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's just another example of these professors shoving their ideology down the throats of their students instead of letting them think for themselves, instead of laying out the facts. Okay, this is what happened, blah, 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 and going down the points so the students can deduct with their own minds what is truth. That they just talk about what they believe, and everything else, it's their way or the highway.
Mm-hmm. Bethany, I see you nodding your head there. And what can you add to that? What can you add to the challenge that's on the campus about our history as a nation? Doesn't even have to be regarding Christianity, although the American story is one that's wrapped in God. Mm-hmm. But what can you add to that about how, tell us how a Christian student should respectfully, always, of course, challenge the things that are said on the modern school campus today?
One thing that comes to mind is in my U.S. history class, we had to do a book report, and we could do it on any person besides a religious person, because they had Apostle Paul, which we went over him super briefly. And our teacher actually, we weren't allowed to talk about religion or anything in any way he could attack the Bible. He would, like, even to the things you wouldn't even think about. Just, oh, well, it wasn't the Red Sea that was parted. It was actually the Reed Sea. It was a small creek that was just every single thing. And he specifically said, you guys cannot do any religious person, because Jesus and the Apostle Paul was addressed in our history book. But we were able to do the Pope, all these different other religious leaders. So he told us that, but I didn't just go off and do whatever. He specifically said not Jesus, so I didn't want to say, well, I'm just going to do Jesus anyways. But he didn't specify the Apostle Paul. So I did my report on him. And
so you found a loophole.
Yes, I found a loophole, and that's what I did. And I threw in the gospel as much as possible. I just did everything I could. And even if it was just for that split second that he saw, maybe he read a verse or anything, I threw that in there. And I thought I was going to get a bad grade for that, but I didn't. But he did talk to me afterwards and address it in front of the whole class, trying to embarrass me. But I actually wasn't embarrassed. And a lot of my friends that aren't even Christians were actually laughing and giving me high fives and different stuff like that, because they knew he was actually like addressing it to me, trying to attack me. But I just did what was in the history book. I didn't try to go outside of that. I didn't try to just do my own thing, but I did what he didn't specifically say, the Apostle Paul. So he wasn't happy, but I didn't get in trouble for that.
Now, Bethany, this is what I want our listeners to hear right now. This is exactly what we read in the New Testament. This is New Testament Christianity. What you did was you prayed, you sought God, the Lord showed you in an instant what you ought to do, mm-hmm. where a statement is made you can't address or you cannot include or have a religious or a faith-based person. God showed you, you went with the Apostle Paul, for example. Mm-hmm. That is creative and critical thinking. You're quick on your toes. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And I want to encourage our students and our parents that might be listening today to depend upon the Holy Spirit for that very moment. Jesus said that mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit will give you the words that you need to speak in the very hour that you need them. And so here you took a stand, that is, you were standing for the Lord and shining your light, so to speak, and the Lord honored that. The amazing thing is that it's our culture that says, you can't speak about mm-hmm. this, but let me tell you what I think about it. Mm-hmm. And they tell you what they think about it, but you're not allowed to even comment. Mm-hmm. I think the Lord used that wisely in your life, and I want to encourage other students to do what Bethany just articulated, to take a stand, to realize that every day that you get up is a day that God has given you. You mm-hmm. owe it to Him first. And it has been our experience that when you do take a stand, there will be many more who come out of the woodwork, so to speak, and say, thank you for taking a stand. I needed somebody to stand up, and now I've got some boldness. Mm-hmm. But I believe that as we have around our table today, these young people, these are the future leaders. These are the people that I want heading up my community. I want them to be our physicians and our educators and our mayors. Francis, I want to ask you, what, in your opinion, when it comes to the topic of being prepared for the college campus, now you're just a sophomore, and so what plans do you have for your future when you get out of high school? What are your thoughts?
Well, when I get out of high school, I'm not exactly sure what I want to be at, but I know for sure I want to serve the Lord in what I do. So either I want to be a pastor or whether a missionary or something, but, you know, I want to serve the Lord. So right now the steps I'm taking is we're at our Chino's High School. We have a Christian club, and it's like being prepared. We learn stuff every day there. It's like learning to be a leader, learning to use the gifts God has given you to just step up on campus and, you know, and say, you know, I'm not afraid to stand up for Jesus. And, you know, come in. You guys are all welcome to a Christian club. And,
you know, I think we can agree that when we take a stand, people would begin to probe and push and prod to see what our stand is all about. Mm-hmm. And we need to understand that it's not always that they hate us or that they hate what we stand for. They are actually probing to see if what you believe in is worthy of their faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That maybe it's something that they want to believe in as well. Well, I want to kind of just change gears here just a bit, and I want to kind of give the people a little bit of a background in from how we approach here at Calvary Chapel in preparation for the college campus, our kids coming onto the campus. It's not uncommon for us to challenge our students and to say to them, you know, why do you believe what you believe? You're going to be asked this on the school campus. We want them to answer. We want them to be thinking they're a senior year of our youth group, anticipating the questions or the critique of, oh, you're a Christian? That's ridiculous. Or mm-hmm. how can you believe in God? Mm-hmm. Those kinds of things. We pose those to our students here to get them ready. It's kind of like I remember playing sports where you get out there and you get going. You get hit in football, for example, to get you ready for the big game. Mm. How do you get ready for the big game? Well, you learn how to get hit. And in Christianity, we need to be challenged. Mm-hmm. And I want to encourage the parents today to let their children be challenged in an environment mm-hmm. at church with the youth group mm-hmm. that will prepare them for the world that's out there. Mm-hmm. Alex, you're at a secular school. there in Long Beach.
Yes.
And Bethany, you're going to be heading off to a college pretty soon, just mm-hmm. having left high school. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to pick on our younger student here. He's a sophomore in high school. What plans do you have? What are you thinking about when you do get out there into the big world?
Well, as I grow up, I'm thinking maybe going to either a Christian college or going to our Calvary Chapel Bible College, but I'm not exactly sure on that, so I still need to pray about it and see what the Lord has planned for my life.
Now, Francis, I want to lay something on you right now with what you just said. First of all, you did say earlier that you want to be in the ministry, and so I understand that, but this is what we would do with one of our students here and now. It would be, Francis, why would you go to a Christian college? Mm-hmm. As a senior pastor of a church, I would ask Francis right now, I would ask any one of our students, why in the world do you want to go to a Christian college? Because honestly, Francis, we need you at USC. We need you at UCLA. We need you to join Alex at Long Beach State. You see, this is what I believe as parents and as Christian educators in the context of a church, what we want to do. We want to launch our kids into the secular environment. By the time you get to your senior year, we want you to be able to not only take on the world for Christ, but we want you to advance the gospel in a setting that a lot of people begin to tiptoe. And the exact opposite should happen. Mm-hmm. You should be so ready because you've been so prepared.
Yeah.
And that's why we're talking about this program today. It's vitally important that we go in that direction. Bethany, if you had something to say to somebody who's just about ready to enter the college university, what would you say to these students that are your age and they're listening to you right now?
One of my main things is just, I was actually just talking to a high school girl about this the other day, and it's just keeping your focus. If you don't keep your focus on the Lord, then you have no direction and you have no vision. And it's from the Lord that you get your drive. That's where everything seems to, everything that doesn't make sense all of a sudden starts to make sense when you have teachers either picking on you or friends, so to say, attacking you. When you keep your focus on the Lord, everything makes sense. And every hit that you take, every joke that is made about you, every dirty look, everything makes sense. It actually blesses you more than anything, because your focus is on the Lord and you know you're there for Him. I can honestly say that I wasn't there. My focus was not to get an education. Yes, it was to be educated, but that's not why I was there. And I knew that's not why the Lord placed me in a public school. It's because He wanted me there to show people His glory, to be His hands and His feet, and to show His love, not to show how good I could be or what a good little Christian girl I was, because my friends did see me fall. Your friends are going to have to. You can't be perfect. They're going to see you slip up. They're going to see you be an idiot. They're going to see that stuff, and that's key, because they see you're human. You're not perfect, but you have to keep your focus. If it's not on the Lord, you're just aimlessly, you're living this Christian life with no actual real aim or goal to it. It's beyond just education. You're there to be educated, but ultimately you're there because we're called to be evangelists and to be bringing more people to heaven with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I want to thank God for you because you're taking your faith to the campus, and far too many parents wind up believing that, well, you know, it's their senior year in high school. Now they go off to college, and in pursuit of that degree or that success that is notable regarding college or university, again, as I cited earlier, that over 80% of America's Christian youth are losing their faith on the college campus. Mm-hmm. How important is it to us, A, to send our kids into an environment that they'll lose their faith, or B, to prepare your kids to take their faith into that hostile world?
Yeah.
Alex?
Well, definitely. I think the biggest thing is preparation. Even if you're not, even if you're the pastor in the high school group that you're going to isn't preparing you for this, I would suggest find out what topics are the hot topics in college and learn what the truth is about them, so you can you can just rattle off why you believe it, you know, because you will be bombarded and you will be outnumbered, especially if you go to a public university.
You know, that's really great what you just said. I had a student come up to me recently with parent in tow in the foyer of the church, very upset because this student is having to do a paper on evolutionary biology. Mm-hmm. And the student did not believe in some of the claims in the curriculum, which were theoretical or hypothetical, imaginary perhaps even, not based in true science, but the answer to the test, the questions on the test, were answers that this Christian student disagreed with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what does he do about his test? This was the question in the foyer. And I said, you know, there's a way around this.
Mm-hmm.
Your teacher is looking, your class is looking for an answer. If an answer to question number three is 400 million years, mm-hmm. you don't believe that. Rather than get into a theological debate, mm-hmm. answer that question with the answer that they want to hear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's the right answer? If in your teacher's mind, it's 3 million years old, write down 3 million years, and I guarantee you, put a little asterisk after the last zero. And I mean this. Mm. Put a little asterisk there, and that teacher will begin to notice every time you answer a question of a certain sort, you put an asterisk there. And that teacher's going to come to you, and they're going to say, you know, you got an A, but what's with the asterisk? Mm-hmm. Oh, the asterisk is, I don't believe in that answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I think with some of Bethany's stories here, the teachers will definitely have more respect for you if you challenge them, because they're just sitting there behind their desk and they're teaching the students, and the students are just, well, they're either not listening, or if they are listening, then they're just, yeah, okay, that's the truth. He's a teacher. He has an education, so it must be right. But I think if you do challenge them, you know, if you do the asterisk thing, then they'll respect you a lot more, and it'll challenge them, and it'll challenge you, and it'll keep you firmly rooted in your beliefs.
That's awesome.
Also, too, one thing that came to mind is, Jack was just saying, you don't always have to get in some, I was getting prepared to get in some crazy debate in my class and talk about evolution, creation, but the Lord led it otherwise. And I talked to my teacher afterwards, and he actually was just like, yeah, I totally agree with you, but that's just the way things go. And we actually talked about it for a while, and it actually encouraged him on my beliefs, but we didn't get in some debate. And then right after that, we had a small little project to color some dinosaurs that were made 50 billion years ago. And my flesh says, tell everybody this is wrong. This is, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But the Lord led it otherwise. And I ended up just making jokes, coloring them whatever color I wanted. And everybody's like, what are you doing? Why is it purple? I'm like, I don't know. This is just a theory. This is what I want to believe. And that's what evolution does. And nobody was mad. Everybody started doing it and they're joking. And then it gets people thinking, because it was so sad seeing my friends. They believed in evolution. They didn't know why until I started doing that, coloring, drawing pictures. And I'm like, I don't know. This is just a theory, because that's what evolution is. So this is my theory. I think they were blue and purple. Friends started doing the same thing. And a couple of my friends, that's when I knew it was completely the Lord, because I felt weird. I'm like, okay, maybe I'm just being really like lame right now. But I just kept on doing that and making little jokes and not disrespecting, not saying, yeah, people that believe in evolution, they're so lame. I was just saying, this is what I believe in. If this is how it's going to be, this is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they knew I was joking. They knew I believed in creation. And my friends started thinking, and they're like, wow, that makes sense. How do we even know? And it started up a discussion. And then again, like, the Lord didn't have me, okay, now Beth, now you tell them all the right answers. The Lord just left it at that. And I just pray that from there, it sparked something in their heart, and that they would start questioning, they would start looking into things. Because we, too many times Christians think, well, I got to tell them all the right answers, I need to this. But sometimes the Lord just has us open up that door or plant that seed.
Yes.
And he'll have someone else water it, and he'll do the increase, just like the scriptures say.
You know, that's awesome. Living it is much better than telling it, because that's how they're going to judge us. Well, listen, I think we're out of time right now, but this has been really great. And again, once again, all this comes from a series that we recently did here at Calvary Chapel, entitled The Life in the Bible Series. And this particular topic, being a Christian while being on campus, led to our interview these last few days. So I want to thank you guys for coming in and talking with us. And perhaps if we can do this some other time, it'd be great. I think it's a benefit to those that are hearing today. So God bless you guys.
Okay, thanks again to all of you. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of Pastor Jack's mini-series, How to Be a Christian While on Campus, for your contribution to the ongoing work of Real Radio of any size,
Here's our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Our toll-free number, 877-RR-RADIO. And, of course, all of our contact information can be found at realradioactive.org.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.